Okay, I think we'll make a start. I expect there'll probably be a few more people drifting in. Did any of you have a think about this? And have any of you got any stories about maybe how you learnt to pray? Who was it? Who was teaching you to pray? Anybody want to? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So from school, was that school? Yes. Yeah. Anybody else got any? Okay. St. James's Church. In you come. I have a feeling it was Sally Kettringham last year as well who was late. No, we're glad you're here. My name is Jane Watkins. I think most of you probably heard earlier, I'm the children's coordinator here. So on Sunday mornings, this is usually where I am, up here in the top hall with the children. And I am married to Tony, who's running around taking photos. And I have three children, three boys, and one of those is here as well. And this is Nicola, Nicola Musson. Her husband is over there. And Nicola is on one of my Sunday teams. So she's often up here on a Sunday. And she leads our midweek kids club, WOW, on a Wednesday. So she leads that team. And she's been doing that for about 5 years. And in her day job, this is like a test. In her day job, she is a learning support assistant. Is that right? Yeah. So that's what Nicola does. And it's great having Nicola on the team. I have to say, she is like my right hand woman. Definitely. So very helpful. Well, before we start, let's pray. Father God, we've just heard so much this morning, been reminded about who you are. Please help us now. Teach us again, maybe to pray, encourage us in our own prayer lives. We so want to see the children and the young people in our groups praying and talking to you. So please help us and equip us now so that we can be used better. Amen. Okay, over to Nicola, I think.
Well, we're going to start by having a look at some theory, but we'll try not to take too long on theory because we want to give you some practical ideas. So our first question, I think when we're teaching children to pray, their question and our question needs to be, why is prayer important? Children like to know why they're doing something if you're going to teach it to them. So I've got the Bible here. You don't need to open yours. You can if you like, but it's quite a short passage, so I'll just read it. It's from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And there are loads of Bible passages on prayer. We picked that one because it has a few things to say to us. Firstly, that prayer is something that we're commanded to do by God. So in praying, we are obeying him. It's something he wants. It also shows us some results of praying, that it helps us to experience our relationship with God in a deeper way. So we've got, once you've presented your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So praying works. It has an effect. And the effect is a deepening of our relationship with God and a greater understanding of his plans for us and a greater trust in him. That's something we want for us, and that's something we want for our children. And it also, as an aside, the passage shows us the kind of things we can pray for in situations. It says, in every situation. So we want our children to be praying not just when they're in Sunday school, but all the time. So we want them to be building prayerful lives, prayer and petition, thanksgiving, loads of kinds of ways that they can be praying. We want to encourage them and resource them for those things. So that's why we think prayer is important. God loves to hear his children pray, and we want to develop their understanding that God wants them to trust him. He wants to be in relationship with them, and he wants to talk to them, and he wants to listen to them. So we hopefully we can do that in our Sunday school, and that would be a great thing to do. Well, I think another important question is, who are we praying to? Because the children, they can't see God, but we need to teach them, who are they talking to when they're talking to God? And well, we recently were doing a talk with the children, and we were talking to them about what is God like, and they came up with loads of words. We thought, oh, they'll say an old man in the sky with a beard. They weren't like that. They said awesome, holy, creator, mighty, things like that. And I thought, wow, that's great. But then I went away and realized they hadn't said loving, caring, forgiving, and those kind of things. And I thought, perhaps we haven't got the balance right in how we've taught the children. They're praying to God who can do these things, but are they praying to a God who cares about them? So when we're teaching children to pray, we need to teach them who God is, that he loves them and that he can do it. So to basically, I think what I'm saying is the Bible is what teaches children how to pray. If we teach children the Bible, what the Bible says about God and what the Bible says about them, then they will know who they're praying to and they'll know what to pray for. I think that's important. Another question we could have is, what answers can we expect from prayer? This is something else that we've been challenged by in the way we've taught about prayer, is that we've seen sometimes we're really quick to teach about how prayer always gets answered. Pray to God and he will do this, because that's a really easy message to give. It's exciting for the children. But God doesn't always answer yes to our prayers. He does answer yes to some prayers, but we need to teach the children sometimes he answers no, sometimes he might answer wait, sometimes he might answer mind your own business. God answers prayers in different ways, and they need to have realistic expectations, but be excited about what God can do. So we don't always understand the answers that God gives even, but through our prayer, we're learning to trust God and we're learning more about what he wants for us.
And I think how we feel individually about prayer can often rub off on the children as well. So you might just feel, oh, I really struggle with my prayer life. I really don't talk to God very often. How can I be teaching these children? Well, I think don't stop. Don't let that stop you teaching the children. Say to God, like the disciples did, teach me to pray. And as I'm learning with the children and as the children are learning, learn together and be excited about prayer together with the children. So don't think, oh, I can't teach them to pray because I'm not praying. Talk to God about it and ask him to help you and to grow in your love for God and your prayer life as well. One thing I think that's really important is, as your teams, you might be on your own, I don't know, but hopefully you've got somebody with you, so that before your session with the children, make sure you're praying for that session and asking God to help you, so that you're showing dependence upon God. I'm surprised sometimes by the number of, well, places that I've gone and they've not done that. But it's that we need to show that what we're doing on a Sunday and what we're teaching the children, that we need God's help. We can teach them till we're blue in the face, but actually it's God that's doing the work in their lives, and we need to be asking him to do that. And also through the session, I have to say, planning a prayer workshop really makes you think about what you're doing in your groups. Maybe you should all have to go away and have to do a prayer workshop, because it really makes you think. Often we would be pushing the prayer at the end, so we'll just pray at the end. But actually, maybe we should all through the session be praying. So as you're opening up the Bible, be saying, we need God's help to understand his word. So let's pray, children. And actually stop and pray and ask God to help you understand his word. If something comes up in the session, then you can pray, you can stop. You do not have to squeeze it in to the end bit of the session. I heard a parent say to me recently already that their son, they suggested they pray to their son in the middle of the day. And he said, oh no, we do that at bedtime. So it's that it can be done at any point, at any time of the day. And parents, I think that's another thing just to bring in. We have the children for an hour on a Sunday. The parents have the children for the rest of the week. I was going to work out how many hours that is, and I couldn't be bothered. they are the main spiritual teachers of the children. They're the most important people. So through everything that we're doing, we do need to be thinking, how can we help equip the parents to be the best teachers, to be teaching their children what it is to know God? So to be thinking that, maybe through the activities that you do, be having a think of that. One thing I found really helpful, and it's on the bookstall downstairs, is Gospel-Centered Family. It's a lovely little book. It's very short. It's not guilt-inducing, all right? It's not one of those books where you get through the first few pages and go, oh, no, I'm a failure. It helps you. It encourages you to be the best parent you can be. And it's in short chapters, and it's got questions at the end. So definitely worth getting into your parent, into parents' hands. Okay, I think this is still me, isn't it? What we're hoping to do is give you lots of ideas so that you can go away from here and use ideas in your groups. And the first ideas we're going to look at are active prayers. Now, some of you might be thinking, oh, is active prayers, isn't that just a bit of a distraction? And yes, I think they might be a bit of a distraction. So what you've got to be doing when you're thinking of ideas is, am I actually helping these children to pray, or are they just making something? What are you actually doing to help the children to pray? So just be thinking of that through when you're planning. Okay, first active prayer. This is a World Twister, which you're going to model it. She's going to model it. Which you used to be able to get in Early Learning Centre, and you can't now. But I checked, you can get it on eBay. All right, so you can still get this. This is if you can open it. Oh, this is fun. I'm really glad I didn't bring the parachute up. But if you can't get it, one idea would be to paint it. But we've used this with our children when we've been thinking about our church missionaries and wanting to pray for some of our church missionaries. So what we've done is sat down with the children and we've talked about some of the people that we know who are attached to the church. And how we could pray for them. Then we've played the game, and when they've put their foot on that country that missionary's from, they've said, please God, can you help whoever it was in that country? And it was a fun way of doing it. But again, just be careful that you don't just end up playing the game. You do need to be thinking, how can I help them pray? How are we actually praying? But yes, that was a good one. You can see my son up there. He was probably highly distracted. What's this one? Oh, this one. This is just the most exciting resource that I've come across in the last couple of years. Have I got a copy of it here? It's a game from Open Doors, and you can get it from opendoors.org.uk. I have got a handout, which we've not given you at the beginning, because I thought you'd just all read it. So you can take it, and it's got all these details on it. It's just got a list of all these ideas. This Open Doors game is just fabulous. It's a board game. We got a whole load of copies of it and brought it into our groups, and we played it in the groups. And it's got cards in it, challenge cards, explore cards, which tell you a little bit about the country. It tells you a little bit about what's going on and some of the needs there are. And it gives you a prayer to pray, a specific prayer. It's brilliant, really worth having a look at. And we sent it home with parents as well, so that parents could play it at home. But I was very excited by this game, and I think it is a fabulous resource. And the last one in the active section is parachute prayers. Now, this sometimes works, and this sometimes doesn't work. Woo, rain. So aren't you glad you're in here? Parachute prayers. So we have a big parachute here. You can get parachutes from lots of different toy shops. But encouraging the children, maybe standing around in a circle, they could be waving the parachute. You could be saying thank you to God for something. And as you lift up the parachute, we lift our praise to you. They could all say it together. You could get the children lying down underneath the parachute. You could be saying, what's that verse? Under the wings. Oh, it's gone. It's gone. But you could be just reading a verse to the children and praying for the children as they lie under the parachute. Again, that sometimes worked. It depends what your children are like, and you might need to adapt it to your children. You could get into a tent You can make it, pull it around you and get into a tent. And if your story is something to do with being in a tent, like Abraham being in his tent, but you could pray while you're underneath the tent. So there are all sorts of ideas and uses for the parachute that you can use. Okay.
So our next category is craft prayers. They kind of overlap because, again, this is active. It's something for children who like to do something. We had an event at our church, which is called Pop-In Church, which is for preschool children and their parents. Pop-In is our normal event that we do for them, which is not very Christian input, but is a good opportunity for them to meet Christians and things like that. But Pop-In Church is something we've started where it has a more Christian feel to it. And this is one of the activities we did on a prayer session. This is prayer telephones. So they just made telephones. Now, the thing to be careful of, and they sang the song, Prayer is Like a Telephone. I don't know if you know that song. It's a lovely song. Prayer is Like a Telephone. So getting them to think about what prayer is. But to be careful here that you don't just make telephones and talk about prayer, but you use the telephones or do something that's actually praying rather than just making them and thinking you've prayed. So one suggestion, you could get the children to hold one end of their telephone in their mouth and hold one end up and say a prayer to God. You could talk together like that. Well, I'm sure you can think of some ideas. Same event, we made prayer clocks. You might have done this before. So a clock with lots of pictures of different things that happen during the day. And then, again, make sure you actually pray. So you could move the hands around and say a simple prayer like, thank you, God, that you are with me when I'm eating my lunch. Or please, God, help me when I am, or whatever you want to do. And then they can take these home and that'll be a good reminder for them. I used to have a clock in my bedroom at home that had a pray sticker that was stuck in the middle. So whenever I looked at the time, I saw the pray sticker and I thought, oh, it's time to pray. I would do that. So I think these kind of things do make an impact because I remember that now. Probably for older children, you can make a collage of things that are going on all around the world and get newspapers and do that. We really like First News. It's a weekly newspaper for young people. So instead of just getting all the newspapers and then carefully looking through them, taking out all the inappropriate bits, and then you give it to the children and they don't really understand what it's talking about anyway because it's written for adults, you can get these. It says it's £1.30. Where would you get them from? From any supermarket. A very useful resource. So get them to cut out things, pray for them, and stick them on. Don't forget to pray for them when you're sticking them on. This is what I always do. I'm too busy sticking and I forget to pray. Or you can make the wall, and maybe this could be a display in your wherever you do Sunday school, and you can use it to pray over some of the things that are going on in the world. For younger children, that might be a bit too tricky, but you could do a thank you God collage. So you could cut out pictures of things that we want to thank God for, and it's the same kind of idea, but a bit more accessible. And we need to be thinking all the time about how can we widen the things that children pray for. They're quite specific. I think when I did children's work at a different church, they used to do what can we thank God for every week, and it was always animals. Some kind of they always get tigers, ostriches. Yes, we can thank God for the funny animals. It wasn't maybe so, but we can pray for all kinds of things. This is just a start. You could do a brainstorm in your group for this, or you could do a craft idea, which we've got, is to make a dice. Quite easy net for a cube you could do, or if they're younger, just get some cube-like boxes and then stick a picture on each side that will remind them of something to pray for, and they can roll it and pray for the one it lands on.
I like the dice idea. I didn't want to have to make one. So I went, you know, these tourist shop, what are they called? Holiday shops, that sort of thing, where you go and get your holiday. What's that called? Travel agent. Thank you. Travel agent. They had the whole boxes, there lots of boxes in the window. So I went in and asked, I said, can I have one of your boxes, please? I think she thought I was loopy, and then covered it. We covered it with lots of different pictures. It has now died a death. So we need to do it again. But that was a good one. Right. What's next? Okay, joining in prayers. Now, something we did in just the last couple of weeks, We've been talking about Abraham in our group and God's promises to Abraham and how Abraham sometimes trusted in God and at other times really was not great at trusting in God and really made some big mistakes. And so then we've been talking about trusting in God ourselves. So we talked with the children about Abraham, and then I wanted them to pray. Now, this whole abstract, this whole idea of trusting in God is quite abstract. So first of all, I gave them this piece of paper that said, thank you, God, that we can trust in you when. And I wanted them to imagine that they were Abraham. And if they were Abraham, what would he have written? And then once they'd thought about what Abraham would have written, I then said to them, well, what about you? What can you write down? So this is what they did. And they wrote their prayers down, and their prayers were just fabulous. Some of them were a little entertaining, but no, general, they were absolutely fabulous. And then we read out the prayers. And as each child read the prayer, we all said together, we can trust in you. And we did that in our group. And then the following Sunday, just last Sunday, we used it in church as well. And we had some children reading those prayers and the whole congregation joining in. So this is what it looked like. So thank you, God, that we can trust in you when I'm in a muddle, because I know you can sort it out. These are 8-year-olds. Isn't that just great? And we all said, we can trust in you. Thank you, God, that we can trust in you when we make big mistakes, because you forgive us and love us. We can trust in you. And then when we had it with the whole, when we were with the whole congregation, we had that blank slide at the end for the adults, for everybody else in the congregation to think about a time in their lives or maybe something that was going to happen that week when they needed to really think about trusting in God. So that worked quite well. Lord's Prayer with actions. It was a while ago. I suddenly realised that the children in my group were learning the Lord's Prayer at school, and we really weren't teaching it at church. I was a bit horrified about that, and I thought, we must do something about this. So the Lord's Prayer, you could do it with actions. I'm not going to start waving my arms around now, but I'm sure you could think of some. A confession. This was taken from, it's from the Common Worship, but we've simplified the words so that the children could use it and could read it. I think if you were using, we've not used this in an all-age service, you could use it with your group, and it would be worth then going through what do some of the things mean in it. But merciful God, creator of the world, father of the Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned through what we have said, what we have thought, and what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved others as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive how we have behaved. Help us to change what we are like and help us to grow more like you. So it's just trying to look at the prayers that we use and maybe just simplify the language a bit, or talk to the children about what some of those words mean. We sang a song the other week with Sovereign Lord, and some of the children are great. If you were in church, people wouldn't do this, but in your groups, they're like, what does that, what's sovereign? What's sovereign? Needed to explain it to them. So it's just thinking, what are the words that we're using? Oh, this is nice. This was a rhyme I used to use with young children. And you could do this with actions. And I've not thought enough about how the actions, but it was, God wants us to talk to him. I'm looking in the wrong direction. Can I have that over here a bit more? Can I move that? Oh, I'm sort of looking back. That's better. So it's, God wants us to talk to him. What shall we say? Praise God, you are very great in every way. God wants us to talk to him. What shall we say? Please give us the things we need just for today. You can see this based on the Lord's Prayer. God wants us to talk to him. What shall we say? We're sorry when we do wrong things and disobey. God wants us to talk to him. What shall we say? Please help us to live for you all through each day. And we thought for that bit, you could get the children to think about, well, what are you doing in the day? So they're not driving in their car. Well, they'd be in the back of the car, but you could have them, please help us to live for you all through each day, or whatever they're doing in the daytime. So that was a nice little rhyme that you could do with young children, getting them to join in with the repetition. Over to you. I just have to go down.
So this is overlapping with some of those things with actions. There are lots of things that we can do where we're looking at something, or we're doing simple actions to help the children to think about the words that they're saying when they're praying. This is something we found on the Good Book Company blog, which is really good and worth having a little look at. These are thumb prayers, which work well for smaller children, and they can remember what kind of things to pray for. So you stick your thumbs up like this to start, and you say, "Thank you, God, for being great." Or if they're older, they can say a prayer along those lines. They can work it out. Then your thumbs go down. "Sorry for the times I've messed up." They could be more specific if they're older, or just stick to that if they're younger. Then your thumbs go out. On the blog, I wasn't sure. It might be like that. It might be like that. I guess you can make it up. "Please help other people to get to know you." Again, they could name some friends. And then in. "And please help me to become more like you." And I think on the blog it says that's the point at which after that they can say some other prayers, because children are good at thinking of prayers about what they need and what kind of things God can do for them. So best have that one last. So that's a good one that you can teach them and they can use at home to remember things to pray for. Often sorry prayers are really good ones to have something visual for, because it helps the children to think about what's actually happening when they say sorry to God. So you could say sorry prayers, and you could paint something you're sorry for in water on black paper or on a blackboard. So you can see it when you paint it on, and then when it dries, it becomes invisible. So they're not only saying the sorry prayer, but they're seeing and being reminded of what happens when they say sorry to God, who forgives them. And there are loads of different things. I bet you can think of some that you could do. You could use Etch-a-Sketches, something like that. We've done blowing bubbles and popping the bubbles. Anything where you're demonstrating that sin, that Jesus gets rid of sin. But don't forget to say that that's how the sins get disappeared. Talk about Jesus with those. And object prayers, we've called this. It's not praying to objects. It's using a simple object to help the children to focus when they're praying. Sometimes it's easier for them to be holding something when it's their turn. They do that at school sometimes in circle time. So you could use, you could have a globe, which you could use to focus them. You could pass it around, or you could put stickers on it, the places you're going to pray for. Or you could pass around a crown if you're praying about Jesus being the king. And they could say a simple prayer, or anything that's to do with your stories. You can think creatively and use an object to focus their attention. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, pencil prayers. This is whistle stop tour. So, and I have got the confession and the rhyme we've got on the sheets here. So if you wanted to scribble it down, anyone, it is here on the sheet. My prayer diary. We did this with the children a while ago now, because it was one of mine. Where is it? Have I got it here? Oh, well, you can see it anyway. So we did this with the children in their groups, and they were encouraged to take their prayer diary home. It was for a week, and to fill it in to either every day to write something or to pray something with their parents. So again, the idea was hopefully that we were helping the parents, because it gave the parents something to do with their children, to be praying with their children. We did this with quite young children, so they were drawing their prayers. And I love looking through this, because This one was a long time ago. In fact, it was about 5 years ago, because it has a prayer for a little boy that we had in our church who was born, and his legs were very weak. And it says the prayer in there is, please help to his legs to get better. And I can go back to that now and say, look at this little boy running around the church. And isn't that a great answer? We actually also had in that one, it was, please find Madeline. Madeline, it was when Madeline McCann. So we have to also deal with that one as well, because actually she's not been found. But it helps, you know, we have to be teaching them that sometimes, you know, God's answer is maybe not what we're wanting or what we're expecting, and we need to trust God for those times. But this, yeah, anything that you can do to help the parents that they can to take, so the children take home, they can be using in with their parents is great. A group prayer journal. That something for your group, something for your Sunday school. We often pray for things in our groups and you forget about it the next week. Or if you're on a rota system, you know, 2 weeks away, it's absolutely completely gone. So a group journal where maybe something that's prayed for, write it down in the book. And then following week, somebody can pick it up and you can talk about how God has answered that, or maybe hasn't yet. And they need to keep praying. So I like that idea. We haven't done that. Most of these we have done, but that one we haven't. But we're going to, aren't we? Yes. writing as a group. So you get your group of children together, whether they're young or a little bit older, and you're thinking about what you want to say to God. It's much better if you're in a group. They're sort of bashing their ideas around. We did it on Easter Day, and one of our groups went on and on and on. Their prayer was so long, and then we took it into church, and they were reading it, and on and on. But they were sort of encouraging each other, going, "Yes, we need to say that to God, and we need to say that." It was lovely just to see them sort of bashing ideas around with each other and thinking about what they wanted to say to God. So it helps them sort of maybe feel a bit more confident if they're writing as a group. Again, last week, this is the pop-in church when we had the families event. It was for church families and non-church families as well, talking and thinking about prayer with them. And we had a big board. I'll jump onto the next one because you can see. We had this big board with a verse up. And that's one of our young people up there as well helping. And we were encouraging the children to talk to God. What could they say thank you to God for? What did they want to say to God? There were all sorts of things on this board. I think that Nicola was saying about ostriches. It's the first time I've ever seen anybody thank God for worms. Bless her. Thank you, God, for worms. But just thinking, just simply, what they could say thank you to God for. And the children were doing that and putting their pictures up, which was lovely. So that we use that with young children, but you could use it with older. What I'd love to happen now is for that board to be used at Poppin, so our weekly group, which, as Nicola said, you know, we don't have a Bible story or anything at our parent and toddler group particularly, but to have that board there and say to parents, was there something you'd like us to pray for? If you want to write it down, pop it on the board. We can pray for that. So just to have that link between Poppin Church and Poppin, and just to be encouraging the parents to pray. Oh, we're doing quite well, aren't we? Okay, we're going to give you a chance to ask some questions in a minute. But one question that I think people always ask, or often ask, is, but how do we help children pray aloud? Because they don't want to pray. They don't want to say anything out loud. And I think it can be a problem. But I think how you come to it can change that. So if you come to the children and say, "We're going to pray now, but it's all right. You don't have to pray. You don't have to pray. It's all right." If you come sort of with that sort of negative start, then they're not going to want to. So start with an expectation. We're going to pray together now, but make it simple, make it specific. Don't just say, "Right, what you can pray, go and pray," because they're not going to know. I wouldn't know where to start. Well, you need to make it simple for them. So either give them something to repeat, or give them a sentence to say, and as they're maybe passing their crown around, "Thank you, God, that you are king." Thank you, God, that you are king. Just give them the confidence to say something. Or if it was the globe and you were passing the globe around your group, "Thank you, God, that you are you created the world," or "Thank you, you're king of the world," or something like that. So give them something to say. For those of your children who love to pray and would like to just carry that on, that's great. But for those of the children who really are a bit nervous about having to say something, give them something that they can say. Make it easy for them. Or write it down. I think that I've found, especially with definitely with the older ones, if you ask them to write their prayer down, it just helps them think about it. It also stops just some of those children, those lazier ones, I'm thinking of my own son, who just want to sit back and let everybody else do the talking. So if they have to write it down and think about what they want to say to God, and then they're reading it out, it does make them concentrate the mind. And repetition, so anything with repetition. And be brave. This was one I heard from children's worker at Dundonald, who said he had a group of boys, and they said, "Oh, do we have to pray?" And he said to them, "You don't have to pray, but it's the brave thing to do." And you can I've tried this, and it's really funny to see the effect it has. You sort of think, okay, I can do this. So you can try that. And there's one of our lovely girls who looks like she's praying. So we can give you we can give out the worksheets. We have whizzed through that in whistle stop time. So are there anything you would like to ask? We are not experts. We are learning on the job. But is there any questions? I tell you what, I'll give out the worksheets and you can answer the questions. questions.
Yes.
You mentioned quite earlier that our job is not there to, we're not the spiritual, you know, because the parents are sort of the main role in this. I'm thinking of one of the particular after school clubs we run where 90%, maybe even higher, are not Christians, come from a very rough background.
Yeah.
How does your perspective on that go? In what role and responsibility do you have then?
Well, that's great, isn't it, to have that many children? And obviously, you're not expecting the prayer to come from the parents in that case. I think when you're doing a Sunday school, that's what we're talking about with getting the parents to do it. If you've got so many unchurched children, that's really good. And it's a really good opportunity for you to give them a good experience. Maybe one day they will be parents who will be able to pray with their children. Maybe their parents will get more involved in church through them. But obviously, if you're the only Christian contact they have, you need to do it.
Oh, we have one. Anybody else not have one?
Add to that as well. I think, in some ways, it's easy for all the church to sit together. You can have that expectation that there will be something, or all unchurched. But when you've got some kids coming into your Sunday school, maybe you've got a couple of who are being fostered into a church family, and they've got no Christian background at all, it's actually quite a broken situation. And we've got a couple of others who are maybe new to the church, and it's that, you know, at what level do you pitch it when you've got the majority of them have been there and come right up through all the Sunday school groups and are, you know, they know who they're talking to, and then others who have not got a clue, they might know, they've never heard of God except, you know, the swear word.
That's really difficult. Do you want to say that?
Although, in some ways, well, even though some of your church children come up with your church, don't always assume, because you don't know what was so passed on at home or in the family. And, you know, you hope and you long, don't you, that there are parents who are teaching their children to pray and reading the Bible. But
we are a church family, and I think a lot of what children learn is not in context, but just a sense of osmosis and what goes on around them sort of over a long period of time. It's a bit different when you ask the question, you know, who taught you to pray? I'm sure I can't remember, but I obviously was taught. I listened to lots of people saying, you know, I had Christian parents that I learned that at home. But there was lots of different people in the church. I kind of prayed, and they all kind of, I suppose, you know, their ways were different. Although I don't remember the examples. But you just generally soak things in as well. So I just think that teaching would be, you know, still have a really important role, and I didn't want to be looked at.
The whole church family.
Church family, and just the general experience as well. I think it's got linked to that. You need to let them see you being prayerful and praying, actually, for them, for your activities.
Yes,
if they're feeling different. Yeah.
Also, I think the other thing to say is there are some resources that can actually be non Christian parents. You give them a book to them, you read the story to your kids, and they're desperate to find some cheap resources that they gave the kids to your mentor. And at the end of that, there's a short prayer. There are a lot of non-Christian parents who still don't do that process.
Yeah.
There's a fantastic opportunity to put your reinforcing the kids with a non-Christian parent as well. And there's things like that that actually engage non-Christian parents, and through their children wanting to pray, they actually.
That's a brilliant idea. I like that very much. And it's there's something you can ask people who aren't Christians, can I pray for you? You know, there is something sort of acceptable about it, isn't there? So if you're non-church families, there is something, yes, this is okay to do. So I like, yeah, good idea.
I can write your own. I think it, or have, oh yes, or get the children to write something. There are resources. I use some of the SU books for ideas, for simple rhymes and things from Scripture Union. And there are sometimes ideas. I know we use Click here, from the Good Book Company. There are ideas in there. Just trying to think. What else we've done? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And or maybe using something like the Trusting in God prayers, the Lord's Prayer, the little rhyme, that type of thing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I might be. Are you on your own, or do you have other more team? Is there some other volunteers? But on your team, you've got some other. And well, it might be even worth talking with them, and may even looking at what you're teaching in over the term. Maybe what's the kind of main thing, and finding a psalm or something, and just seeing what you could do. Whether you could simplify the words for the children, or take a line and add a bit of repetition in. I don't know. Good idea. Good question. Yes, Dave. Yeah. 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 Yes, do. Yeah. Could you hear that? What a lovely idea to take them for a prayer walk. I love it. Okay, I'm going to stop and I'm going to pray. So let's pray. So Father God, we have ideas, but please help us to go away from here with that new desire to talk to you more in our own lives. And as we meet with our children and young people, help us to think creatively about how we can be teaching them to pray. May we see a new generation of children and young people growing up who are real prayer warriors who love talking to you. Amen.